Thank you. Well, good morning, everybody. If you were here last week and heard me give this presentation, do stay awake, see if you can spot any differences, and I'll tell you at the end where they are, if you're lucky. So we're just going to spend a few minutes thinking about our church finances, which is something we do at this time of year. A cliche that you'll often hear about a football match is that it really was a game of two halves, which I always think is slightly odd because most football matches are played over two halves. But what the cliche means is that in one half of the match, the team might have played really, really well, and in the second half, they played really, really badly. So whilst it might have been one game, they played very differently in the two halves. Well, if you think of 2019 and 2020 as two halves of one match as far as our church finances are concerned, you could be forgiven for saying that it was a game of two halves. Let me explain. 2019 was the good half. Our income was around 123,000, that's rounded up to the nearest thousand, and our expenditure was just less than 124,000, which resulted in a deficit of just less than £1,000. So where did this money come from and how was it spent? The vast bulk of our income came from church members. £80,000 was given in regular gifts from church members. You'll be aware, obviously, each week that we passed the offering bag around, and over the year, £9,000 was given that way. HMRC were delighted to give us £22,000 back by way of gift aid. That's the tax that was paid on the gifts in the previous year. We do a few funerals, the odd a wedding, and we get a few fees for that. And then everything else lumped together totaled £5,000, including £116 of bank interest, which isn't very much these days, but it's better than £115, I suppose. Well, where did that money go? Most of the money, certainly the largest part, went to non-clergy staff and their expenses and other associated costs. So that's not Paul, but that's everybody else that the church employs. Every Church of England church up and down the country has to give some money to the diocese that it's in. So we give money to Lichfield Diocese, which last year was £37,000. It's called Parish Share. Lichfield Diocese reckon that it costs about £55,000 to keep every incumbent in post. Now, that's not what Paul earns, fortunately. But if you add on their pension and their housing and the contribution to the rest of the diocesan costs. So if it costs £55,000 to keep Paul here and we only pay £37,000 towards that, I think that's quite a good value for money. You ever been described as good value for money? Let's ask Jill whether she agrees. Then there's ministry costs, there's all we do, that totaled 22,000, cost us 8,000 to keep this building going, and the PCC were pleased to give £8,000 away to other organisations. So to only have a deficit of less than £1,000 is absolutely amazing, and is less than what I was forecasting towards the end of last year. That's mainly because some people responded to that and were able to give a little bit extra, and the expenditure wasn't quite as high as it could have been. But when you consider that partway through last year, a number of families left us to join Steve and Catherine in Gaboin, and a few other families moved away from Oswestry, it really is amazing that the deficit isn't any higher. God has been very, very gracious to us, and the PCC are very grateful, first and foremost, to God, but also the PCC are very grateful to all church members who gave money to support what goes on here. Thank you very much indeed. Well, if 2019 was the good half, 2020 at this stage looks like being the opposite. But as I said last week, we've got plenty of time to do something about it because we're really only at half time. The biggest difference between 2019 and 2020 is that the regular planned giving from church members is going to fall. I estimate that at the moment this will be around 62,000, bearing in mind that it was at 80,000 last year. And that's as a result of those who have moved away from Holy Trinity and understandably have taken their giving with them. If we add on other expected income in 2020, gift aid, the weekly offering, etc., then I think our total income this year will be about 107,000, which is quite a drop from last year. Well, the PCC aims to break even every year. The PCC aim is for the income to be sufficient to cover all the costs. Well, the PCC recognised at the end of last year that if we're to continue at the current levels of giving, the current levels of spending, then a large deficit would be the likely result. So the PCC, at the end of last year, had to make some difficult decisions as to how our expenditure could be reduced. So, for example, at the moment, the PCC won't be able to employ a ministry trainee once Mikey finishes in July, which will have an impact on Mark and the youth and children's work. There's very little in the budget for any repairs or improvements to the church building, and having had the boilers serviced this week, one of them probably needs to be replaced. Well, that will eat into a budget that's not there. At least the heating's working today, which is a good thing. The PCC also won't be able to give away anywhere near as much money as it has in the past to support mission work in the UK and abroad, because the PCC can't give what it doesn't have. The PCC also considered, when it met in November, whether we could afford to run Holiday Club this year. That's how serious the challenge before us is. Well, you'd be pleased to know, as Mark has indicated, Holiday Club is going ahead. Very quickly, the PCC decided that that sort of work and ministry was just too important not to do. Other areas of costs are going up. We're being asked to give a little bit more by way of parish share. I would expect our expenditure to be in the region of 120,000. Well, that still gives us a potential deficit of 13,000, even having reduced the expenditure as much as we can. So that is the big challenge before us in 2020. Can we collectively give an extra 13,000 that will enable us to cover all our costs? Or can we collectively give even more than that so the PCC is able to do some of the things that at present there won't be the funds to do? I think this is the biggest challenge that we've faced as a church for many years. But before we get too despondent and downhearted, let me remind us of a few positives. Firstly, as I've said, it's only half time. There are still the bulk of 11 months of this year left, so we have got time to do something about it. Secondly, we are not on our own. God has graciously supplied all the Holy Trinity needs in terms of people and money for many, many years, and 2020 won't be any different. God knows our needs, and if we recognise our dependence on him, I'm sure that God will hear and answer our prayers. Thirdly, this is a challenge for all of us. It's not just a challenge for the PCC or for those who gave to Holy Trinity last year, but for everybody who calls Holy Trinity our church. There are at least 100 adults that make up our church family. So if this is a collective challenge for all of us, then it equates to every adult, so that would be Sarah and I counting as two, not one as a couple, would mean every adult giving an extra £130 this year, which is £12 a month for 11 months, or £3 a week, or less than 50p a day. But I don't think that now sounds quite so bad. If we could all do that, it would be amazing, and it would provide the PCC with the funds it needs to break even. I do think this is the key to facing the challenge before us, that everybody, all of us, do what we can to play our part. For some, I fully understand that giving anything, let alone an extra £130, is likely to be very hard, and that's completely understandable. God knows each of our situations. There are other things just as important as giving that can be done. We can pray, we can give our time, for example. But I suspect that the majority of us can afford to give financially to support all that goes on at Holy Trinity, and a lot already do so. So if we're to meet this challenge, or even do more than that, then all who can afford to give need to prayerfully consider before God how we should respond. If you give already, how much extra can you afford to give? If you don't give now, but you could afford to do so, please make 2020 the year that you start. If you've been at Holy Trinity a while and have not given in the past, please don't feel any embarrassment at starting now. We're looking forwards, we're not looking backwards. And no one but God and you know your situation. So what now? Well, at the end of the service, there's a named envelope. If you didn't collect one last week, please collect it from the table at the back. In that envelope, you'll find a summary of what I've been saying. And at the request of the PCC, there's a pledge form which will enable you to say how much you'll be able to give this year. I'd ask that you complete and return this as soon as you're able to do so, because that will help the PCC plan ahead with some knowledge of the funds that might be available. There's a standing order form in the envelope as well if you need it. Thank you very much to those who have already returned your pledge forms. If you collected one last week and haven't brought it back with you this week, maybe you could remember to do so next week. Feel free to email me the information that's on there if that's easier than filling out a bit of paper. But above all, please do be praying. I was reminded recently of 1 Chronicles chapter 29, where we find detailed all the generous gifts that had been given for the building of the temple, and after which David praised God, and this is what he said. Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and we praise your glorious name. Then in the following verse, David recognizes before God that everything comes from you and we have given you only what comes from your hand. My hope and my prayer is that as a church family, we will praise God as David did, remembering that all we have has come from God in the first place and that we need to thank and praise God for all he has done. If we do that, then I believe that we'll look back in a year's time and once more see that in 2020, God has been as gracious and as generous as he has been every year in the past. Thank you very much for listening. If you were looking out for things that were different to last week, there weren't any because I didn't change it. Don't forget to collect your envelope if you weren't here last week, or even if you were here last week and didn't collect it. And Hector and Helen Antello, or some of thereof, are going to come and lead us in our prayers.